fall, football, and finance? That's right. Kick off your September by brushing up on your financial knowledge. Emporia State Federal Credit Union offers free financial education tools, calculators, and courses. All of these and more are available at esfcu.com or text or call them today, 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
And welcome to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. And boy, big program again this month, as we're going to be featuring five of teachers in the district who have been nominated by the district and the ENEA for Kansas Teaching Awards. So very excited to meet all of these wonderful individuals who teach our kids in USD 253. Allison, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Ron?
Doing good. So we off to a good start. Semester off to September here.
Yeah, it has just been the best start of the school year. It's been great.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. And we like to kick our program off every month with some hashtag Emporia Proud moments. And Allison, you've got quite a list again here.
Yes, yes. The Emporia High School Art Department was selected for the Kansas Association of School Boards Convention District Showcase. That's a big deal. Up to six Emporia High School art students and the department chair, Mr. Josh Pavlik, will showcase the district's art program and student work on November 15th at the KSB Convention in Wichita at the Century 2 Convention Center. Very excited about that, and congratulations to our students and teachers for being selected for this showcase opportunity. And talking about partnerships, we are excited to continue our partnership with KVOE for the annual Drive for Food campaign. Several of our schools are collecting non-perishable food items, and we are proud of the generosity of our community and look forward to the success of this event and hope to have a large number of items for KVOE Food Drive volunteers to pick up at our schools on October the 19th.
And we're extremely excited about that, too.
A positive activity event.
Yeah, and we can't thank you enough for all the support. The kids and the schools always do a great job, and we look forward to a big pickup program at all those schools coming up on the 19th. So thanks in advance again for
all
your help.
We have a little internal competition, so that helps, you know,
get more items. Yeah.
Congratulations to Lillian Lingenfelter, Board of Education President, and Tabitha Granado, Adaptive Special Education Teacher at Timmerman Elementary, who were recently recognized as a Next Gen Under 30 2024 winner. Next Gen Under 30 recognizes individuals who demonstrate talent, drive, and service to their community. So we have a couple things to add that, Ron, that I had told you about earlier. So we have great participation in our student-athletes in our athletic programs at Emporia Middle and Emporia High Schools this fall. And so I want to highlight some of those increases. Some of the increases of student-athletes at EHS include football up from 75 to 88 players, cross-country up from 33 to 36, so from last year to this year, runners, girls tennis up from 19 to 34.
Wow.
And boys soccer up from 30 to 34. And so we actually talk about those participation numbers and what's going on with the Emporia Middle School and High School with Bo Welch and Adrian Trujillo on our Supercast podcast. And that will come out this Friday. It's available on our website under the Supercast on the main page or Spotify. And then also on Friday, we have our second annual tailgate for our district staff and their families. So we want all of our district staff to sign up for that. And then also United Way will be there with a dunk tank before the EHS game as a fundraiser. So if anyone would like to be dunked or just pay to dunk somebody else, we would love for them to join. Tegan is very excited. See, Tegan, I'm giving a little advertisement here. And then always we have our final construction project. William Allen White is now 57% complete. The new addition has been primed and received its first coat of paint while the ceiling grid installation is underway and acoustical panels have been installed. Brickwork is scheduled to begin in early October. The fire marshal has completed an inspection of the first 50% of the project. Ongoing work continues in the kitchen area, and the newly installed air handling units are now operational. And the project remains on track for completion by the end of summer 2025. We're excited.
Nicely done. Well, you should be.
Yeah, a lot of great things.
A lot of great news, as always, here to kick off the Emporia Showcase program. And as I mentioned, we're excited to be joined by five district teachers who have been nominated by the district in ENEA for Kansas Teaching Awards. Our guests will feature elementary and secondary 2025 Kansas Teacher of the Year nominees, the secondary and elementary 2024 Kansas Horizon Award nominees, and the 2024 Emporia Master Teacher Kansas Master Teacher nominee.
We're so, very proud of all of that.
Yeah, as you should be. So, Allison, maybe you can kind of set the tone here as far as Horizon Award. What exactly is the Horizon Award?
Absolutely. So Horizon Award is for teachers that have completed their first year. So they have one teaching under the belt. And so both Tyler and Daniel have taught last year and then have just shown exemplary teaching practices and leaders in their field. And so we have a secondary and an elementary nominee. We're able to do that.
And then the Kansas Teacher of the Year and Kansas Master Teacher nominees. What's kind of the difference?
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. The difference is that Kansas Teacher of the Year is really through our Kansas National Education Association. And so that's a competition across the state. And Master Teacher is also a competition across the state, but that's through Emporia State University.
Now, these are nominated, as I mentioned, by the district and ENEA, and then there's some nomination activities that these nominees have to go through then to continue the process.
Absolutely. The Horizon Award is a little bit different. So Master Teacher and K-Toy, that's more of that collaboration with ENEA in the district. The Horizon Award, that's coming from the principals who are nominating their teachers. And then we have a pool, and then we have a committee that goes through and selects for the finalists. And then they are now the work begins. So we were talking
earlier some work
about
to do, huh?
Congratulations. And then here's this gigantic semi-truck load full of papers to fill out. So, and I was just telling them, they tend to be very humble. So we love our educators that do such a great job, and they are also very humble. But this is where they really need to have that competitive spirit and talk about how great they are and really just sell themselves to the committee that will be reviewing them, because they are that great. So they just need to be able to express that. And if they can't talk about themselves, we were talking about pretending of that they're somebody else or talking about somebody else.
So is there a different timeline then for these nominations and then the award announcements, Allison?
Yes, we were just talking about that. The Horizon Award, those packets are due October the 10th is when they need to be postmarked, but October 4th is when we would like to have them in, so we have that little bit of cushion. And then we were just talking about K-Toy and who has, let's see, so November 8th is when that's due, and then April will be when the regional finalists are announced. So the state is divided into different regions, and then they will have a banquet at each region. And then that's when all the finalists attend, and then the region winners will be announced at those. And then the final in that is usually June or July, so the Kansas teachers. And then Master Teacher, that is due, Kelly?
In January.
And then we have, it's in the spring when they will have the final ceremony at ESU.
All right. Well, nicely done. That kind of sets the table, sets the scene. And now we can introduce our special guest here this morning. And Daniel, let's start with you. Let's pull that microphone over there. And you got to talk pretty close into that mic. Pull that right over closer to you. I think you could pull that closer if you want to. There you go.
All right.
Daniel Juarez. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm doing pretty well.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us, and congratulations.
Of course. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, Daniel is a Logan Avenue Elementary Music Teacher and a 2025 Kansas Horizon Award Elementary nominee. Mm-hmm. So what was your reaction when you found out you're nominated for this?
So when I found out, I had gotten an email from my principal, Walker Ayers. He told me, hey, I have a meeting with you. I would like to discuss something with you. And in my head, I'm like running through 80 different things. I was just like, what's going on? And then he's just like, I nominated you for this award. I think you'd be a great fit for this. And in that moment, it was kind of just like shock, because I was just like, oh, that's really cool. And then I go back to my room and it really starts to settle in. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, I just got nominated for this award. And I'm very, very excited and very, very what's the word? Humble. I'm very grateful for this nomination.
Well, let's learn a little bit about Daniel, how you got into education.
All right. So I graduated from Emporia State in 2023. I had been wanting to be a music teacher all the way since I was in middle school. And I finally got really into the music classes when I got into Emporia State University, really dove into my field, gained a deeper appreciation for the art. once we started taking the education courses and like working with the students, that's where I really started to feel this is where I'm supposed to be. This is my passion. This is where my final dream lies at the moment.
So has it been everything so far you thought it would be, Daniel?
There's been some bumps in the road, of course, but it has been everything I have wanted to. I was talking to my friends a few days ago, telling them that it sounds kind of cheesy, but it feels like I don't come home from a job. It feels like I'm just doing something that I love, and then I get home, I get to do whatever I want as well. So it's just, it's great being able to experience this as a teacher.
So what's your favorite part of teaching and educating these students?
My favorite part about teaching is building the relationships with the students and helping them realize that they are not just a student, they're also a person that's learning how to be a person. And then when it comes to content, it's watching them gain an understanding of something that is like a foreign language. So watching that click and seeing that light bulb moment is just really great, because there are moments where I will see it and in my head I'm just like, oh, it worked, it clicked, I'm really, really happy to see that this is working. And so helping, seeing that is just, it just lights me up. I love it.
Well, congratulations on the nomination. We can certainly feel your passion.
Thank you.
Thank for you what you're doing. That's great. That's Daniel Jerez, Logan Avenue Elementary music teacher and a 2025 Kansas Horizon Award Elementary nominee.
Thank you.
Well, good luck in the process here.
Thank you very much.
Things,
I appreciate it.
Go well. Let's now introduce and bring in Tyler Odell. Tyler, Emporia Middle School 8th grade math teacher and a 2025 Kansas Horizon Award secondary nominee. Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Great, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome back. We've had you in here before.
Yep, you sure have. I'm glad to be back.
Well, glad to hear that. Well, congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you. I'm just like Daniel said, I'm still trying to process the nomination.
Yeah. I was going
to
ask you, what was your reaction when you found out you'd
been
nominated?
My story also is kind of similar to Daniel's. One day, Mr. Martin, my head principal, showed up at my doorway and was like, hey, we need to talk. And so I was sitting there going through all the possibilities of what he needed to talk to me about. And then he told me that he nominated me for the Kansas Horizon Award. And I was just so honored and humbled, and in that moment, speechless to be chosen for this award, because there are just so many awesome new teachers in our district. And to be chosen as our district's secondary nominee really just, you know, filled me with pride for the work I've done.
So let's talk about Tyler and how do you get into the education field. What led you to this?
So I graduated from Smoky Valley High School in Lindsborg, Kansas, and when I graduated, I didn't quite know what I wanted to do, so I did a whole bunch of things. That's a whole story on its own. And then I eventually decided I wanted to try out being a teacher. So I came to Emporia State University because I had heard awesome things about their teacher education program. And then while at ESU, I got involved at Emporia Middle School through Spartan Extra and working as a para for the middle school, which really sold me on being a middle school teacher in specific, because originally I wanted to teach high school. I love trigonometry and calculus, but once I started working with middle school kids, I felt like that's where I belonged.
So math.
Yes.
So how did you get involved with math? What led you to your love of math, which is not something all of us are embraced? We don't often embrace this.
Right, and it's that very fact that you just said that really drew me to the subject, because it can be a very abstract, frustrating subject for many students.
Intimidating.
Yeah. And I love trying to show them a different side of this subject, to share my passion for a subject that is often hard to build that passion for. And I really got into it thanks to a lot of amazing teachers in high school and college, and who helped me see that there was a beauty to math. And my goal as a middle school math teacher is to try to give that to my students as well.
Well, you've got two ends of the spectrum to work with. Obviously, there are the group of youngsters that are advanced and really pick up on this quickly, that you have to keep up with in some cases, I would assume. And then, as you mentioned, breakthrough. How do you get this across to kids that are, like I said, intimidated and there's a lack of interest in math?
And in my classroom, I really try to make real-world connections where I can. And I also just show them all the patience and understanding possible while they try to learn the math, because learning math can really, it's like learning a new language. It's a whole new skill set. And so that patience and understanding, as well as making it relevant to them, is really what matters for those students who need that breakthrough.
So is this everything you thought it would be so far?
It's everything I thought it would be, and then some. I love this career.
Well, great. Well, congratulations on the nomination. Keep up the great work, and good luck.
Thank you.
This. But yeah, I think even the nomination means a great deal to the teachers that are here with us today. And let's introduce you now to Kelly Olson, Riverside Elementary Adaptive Special Education Teacher, a 2025 Kansas Master Teacher District nominee. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can we pull that just a little bit closer to you there?
Sorry.
There we go. So how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. So what was your reaction, Kelly, on being nominated for Kansas Master Teacher?
Those of you that know me know it's kind of hard to make me speechless, but I was. It was a great honor. It's a great, you know, it was a shock. I was like, no, I don't deserve this. You know, I don't do this for the recognition. I do this to make my kids be successful and show the world what they're capable of. And I don't like the attention drawn to me, believe it or not. So it was a shock. You know, I was a little bit emotional, had a few tears that day, but it was a great honor.
Well, great. And let's talk about how you got involved with education and now special education.
I grew up, my mom was a special education teacher. Her last year teaching was my first, so it was just kind of like a transition. Moved her out and I moved on in. Came to Emporia State and had some amazing instructors there that I still look up to and think about some of the things they taught me 30 years ago. You know, I'm still thinking back to things I learned then. And I just really enjoyed the opportunity to continue to work with those students. I got my master's from Emporia State as well in adaptive special education, and I just, you know, I enjoy being able to think about what I can do to help these kids be successful and let the rest of the world figure out that just because they're born with a disability doesn't mean they can't do something. And so listening to you guys talk, I'm like, I'm so inspired by you guys as new educators that I'm hopeful for the future and know that you guys will continue to love everybody no matter if they have a disability or not. So I appreciate that. I'm kudos to you guys.
Yeah, so what keeps you going? You've been at this for a how long now?
This is my 30th year.
Well, congratulations
on
that.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. What keeps me going? Just the people I work with, the kids, the adults. I have amazing support staff that I've worked with over the years. And it's just every day is a new day. You never know. You know, there's not that same consistency throughout the day. And you just walk and say, all right, let's go. What are we going to do today? You know, so it's always a new challenge. And I just enjoy that. I enjoy figuring out what I can do to make these kids successful.
So I know we've talked to a number of teachers who have been at this for a long time, and they do talk about staying in touch with some of their students mm-hmm. throughout the years. That happened to you?
Yes. Yes. Actually, I just ran into one the other night at the football game, and it was just so exciting. He has a little daughter at Riverside now, and I told her, I said, your dad was one of my favorite kids. And he's like, yeah, you were my favorite teacher. You know, you always had my back. And I'm like, I did, you know. So that connection's still there many years later.
Well, congratulations on the well-deserved nomination, and thank you for all that you do and continue to do here. 30 years, that's a nice run right there.
It is. Thank you.
Well, and good luck.
Thank you.
You looking forward to the process?
I am. There's a lot involved in this process, so it'll be a challenge for me. Sitting down and focusing on myself is not something I'm good at. You know, I just don't like that attention. So, but I'm excited. I'm excited for the challenge, and I'm ready to take it on and see what I can do.
Well, you heard Dr. Harder. Now's the time
you know,
to
promote.
Brag on yourself, okay? Well, Kelly, congratulations again.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thanks coming in. Shelly Sparks is with us. Shelly, good morning. A fifth grade teacher, Timmerman Elementary, and a 2026 Kansas Teacher of the Year Elementary nominee. Well, Shelly, again, welcome.
Good morning, Ron. Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And again, we've been asking, what was your reaction when you found out about this nomination? And how did you find out about this nomination?
Well, we, our principal, Mrs. Curzon, she scheduled a staff meeting, so to speak. and it was whoever could come to this special staff meeting, please come. And then Dr. Harder was there, and our previous nominee, Connie Coleman, who is also from Timmerman, presented me with the award and read a little bit about me and presented me with the award that morning. I was very surprised, very honored to receive the award. I'm also not one that likes to put herself in the spotlight. I'm kind of a behind-the-scenes type of teacher. I do what's best for my students, and I'm always there to help any of the teachers that might need me, but very surprised. There are so many other well-deserving teachers in our district as well.
Well, Shelley, let's talk about your journey here in education. How did you get started? What led you to the education field?
Well, I grew up in a small town, not too far from here. So I did a lot of babysitting. I did a lot of working with children in high school. And I think I just always felt like Emporia State was where I wanted to attend, and went into the elementary education field. Got my first teaching right here in Emporia. I've been in Emporia my entire career.
Okay.
This is my 32nd year of teaching.
Nice.
So I started out at William Allen White teaching special education. Then when Lowther South building opened, I was moved to Lowther South to teach fifth grade special education, which was a bit of a concern for me because I really thought I wanted to stay with the young students. And then I stayed at fifth grade special education for 11 more years and then transitioned into regular fifth grade.
So what's been your favorite part of the job? What do you enjoy most about education?
You know, I don't know if I can highlight one specific thing, but it's just seeing the progress that my students make each year and from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
Okay.
There's so many different kids that have so many different levels and so many different abilities that it's great to see their progress from the beginning to the end of the year.
I should have asked Kelly this too, but over three decades in education here, what's been the biggest change over 30 years? Has it been technology? Is that what do you look at?
That would be my biggest change, yes.
Exactly.
I'm a paper pencil type of gal still. I'm not as fast as some of the younger teachers. But I do my best.
I agree. Technology has really changed a lot in our world.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what
Absolutely.
Happens there. Well, you looking forward to the process here, Shelley?
You know, I think, as like Kelly said, it will be a challenge for me as well because I'm not one to talk about myself. Now, if you ask me to talk about somebody else and how well they do, I can do that for hours. But I'm not... I'm very humble. I don't feel like talk. I don't always like to talk about myself. So, but I'm looking forward to it and seeing what, you know, what lies ahead.
Well, congratulations on the well-deserved nomination.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you for all your years of service, too.
Thank you.
Educating here. We're very fortunate to have you all here at USD 253. That's Shelley Sparks, fifth grade teacher, Timmerman Elementary, and a 2026 Kansas Teacher of the Year elementary nominee. And... now let's say good morning to Andrew Hawley. Andrew, 7th grade social studies teacher, Emporia Middle School, and the 2026 Kansas Teacher of the Year secondary nominee. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good to have you here. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Oh, thank you.
Well, let's kick it off, Andrew. Let's talk about your nomination, your reaction when you found out, and how did you find out?
Kind of like Shelley, we had a morning meeting, and as I was trying to kind of think about all the things I needed to do for the day, Kristen Oberle got up and started talking. She had some quotes from something that I had written, and that's kind of when I realized what was going on and that I was going to be nominated for Kansas Teacher of the Year.
So how do you feel about that?
Well, it's pretty humbling. So I've had a lot of people that have helped me out through my life and taught me how to be a good teacher. So it's kind of a tribute sort of to their diligence. So because I'm not always the fastest learner. So but it is really exciting that we get to celebrate the profession, I think, more than anything else. Just the fact that teaching is such an awesome career, and I'm really glad that that is getting represented and out in the community. Like, what a great job this is.
Well, it's great to have you here. So how did you come about choosing the education field? How'd that happen for you?
Well, probably when I graduated high school, if you'd asked me if I was going to be a teacher, I would probably have lost that bet. So much like Tyler, yeah, as soon as I got out, I had a couple rudderless years, not really looking to go into education. But my mom, who was a school nurse, she wrote me into teaching or co-teaching an anger management class for middle school students. And I had probably already had 30 or 40 different jobs that they just didn't fit. And after working with those students, it was the most fulfilling thing that I had ever done. And so kind of got a taste for it and moved up here in 2000 because ESU is the teacher's college. Yeah. And then I've been at the middle school for the last 21 years.
So social studies, how do you get on that track?
Well, I actually teach social studies, and I also teach English language arts.
Okay.
And both of those are basically stories. It's all about stories. And I love stories. So that's how I got
there.
It
works out.
Yeah, huh? Right.
What do you like most about being in education?
I think it's all of those little moments that you get to have every day. You get to make an impact. So I was thinking about all those times where I would stop a student and ask them if they're okay, and they weren't, and being able to help them work through that. I think getting to know students, we get really close. I mean, at the point, you know, in April or May, you already are starting to have inside jokes. and probably the best bit is helping students see maybe something that they didn't see in themselves. And so getting to be that little positive part in all of those, students' lives, I can't imagine like a more rewarding way to spend your life.
Well put. Well, congratulations on the nomination, Andrew.
Oh, thanks so much.
You looking forward to the process?
I think so.
Okay.
I got the packet, so I haven't really looked through it all that much, but it is a really exciting thing, so definitely humbling.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, that is Andrew Hawley, Andrew's 7th grade social studies teacher, Emporia Middle School, and 2026 Kansas Teacher of the Year Secondary nominees. So again, congratulations to Daniel Juarez, Tyler Odell, Kelly Olson, Shelley Sparks, Andrew Hawley, Dr. Harder. Good group here.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. Group. Just makes us burst with pride.
Well, good. And good luck to all, and hopefully it's an enjoyable process for everybody.
You know, there's a lot of work behind it, but it is an opportunity just to showcase just what an important profession teaching is. And so it's a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we have great finalists,
yeah,
great nominees.
And it's so exciting to have them all right here in one location for our program. It's the Emporia Showcase. We have monthly here with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Looking forward to next month.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll see Tegan at the United Way Dunk Tank.
Yeah, coming up.
I'm still thinking about it. I'm thinking whether I should be in the dunk tank or not, but I'm thinking more no.
She's leaning towards no. Okay.
But I'll dunk you. It's all for a good cause, right?
It is, for the United Way. All right, our Emporia Showcase brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424-226. That's the Showcase here on KVOE Live and Local.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New body cam video shows the moment that police officers arrested